Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cobb Sports Station. Data message rates apply. National contest. It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
Sorry, it's time for your Unicorn Cash Code right here on the Jeff Calkins Show. Text Sugar. S-U-G-A-R. Text SUGAR, S-U-G-A-R, to 72881 here in the next hour, and you're automatically entered for your chance to win $1,000. Again, that's SUGAR, S-U-G-A-R, to 72881. Data message rates may apply. Your next chance to win is right here on the Jeff Calkins Show at 10 a.m. when I'll give you another Unicorn Cash Code right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Make sure you're listening to the top of each and every hour, 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. for your chance to win. Again, this hour's word for the Jeff Calkins Show is sugar. Text sugar, S-U-G-A-R. Text sugar, S-U-G-A-R, 72881. Good luck.
Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't. He ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I don't get no interview. I know. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. 'Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble in dust 'cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say.
Happy Wednesday. Happy May. Mayday. Happy May. We have arrived in the month of May. How do you feel about May? You think May's also overrated?
I don't know if
I were going to isolate May. May is a good month, don't you think?
See, you're taking it personally like I have certain vendettas against months. Months are just there. It's mainly the seasons that I've got a big problem with.
Well, I know, but I'm isolating it now into a month. Do you have any problem with May?
It's pretty wet. And I understand there's some phrasing issues there.
So anyway, May, happy May. We're going to celebrate the arrival of May with John Martin rolling in here in the very next segment. And I'm going to waste no time to get to John Martin because he was on top of it yesterday. That's for sure. Dan Devine is going to join us after that. There was a basketball game last night that
two of them
played. Yeah. The one that drew all the attention, mm-hmm. of course.
The only one that anyone's watching?
Well, now no one needs to watch anything.
I know. Well, I do. If they go to Houston and win both, which seems unlikely, but you're right.
They're not. This is stupid. It's what I said after the game won. I, with all due respect, I mean, you know how much it pains me to be to point out when I'm right. It's mm-hmm. something I rarely, yes. I take all my time doing it. If I mm-hmm. did it every time, I'd spend all my time doing it.
Yes.
So I don't normally try to circle back and tell mm-hmm. you the times I was right. Mm-hmm. But there were those who suggested that that the first game showed how vulnerable Golden State was, and I suppose that's right. That's a question Gary Parrish asked me, right? And I said, no. Well, what this showed was if you have that opportunity and you let it slip through your fingers, you're getting
– You swing at the king, you best not miss.
You will regret it forever. And then last night, they just had a pedestrian game where they were the lesser team. And Golden State continues to ruin basketball for everybody. And here we are. It's 2-0. Like, this was going to be the big series, right? I'm telling you right now, it's over.
I tend to agree. I will say, though,
it's over.
I made this comparison to Rob Perez yesterday. I did not feel like when the Rockets lost on Sunday, I did not feel the same way that I did when the Cavs lost Game 1 in Oracle last year.
No, it wasn't the same. That one you knew that the Cavs were dramatically the lesser team. And so they needed some kind of a freaking miracle to pull it off, right?
Yeah.
And so it wasn't the same, but it was the same in the sense that it was a missed opportunity and you only get so many opportunities against the Warriors. It was not as devastating, but now that it's been followed up with a Game 2 loss, I just think they're done.
And your guy's bleeding from his eyes.
And he's like bleeding from his eyes. Mm-hmm. Yes, he's done. He can't. Your shooter can't see, and so that's that. And now the Milwaukee Boston series is interest, and the Toronto Philadelphia series has interest, and so there are other interesting series. I'm just saying that this is not a great time for NBA basketball. There's no LeBron, and there's freaking the Warriors, and that's. Kevin Durant, I think, said that it was really important for us to be tested against the Clippers because this showed how we keep our poise. And no, here's what's important. And our friend Hardwood Paroxysm.
Mm-hmm. Matt Moore.
Matt Moore said this. He said, no, what's important is that you have the greatest assemblage of basketball talent that has ever been occurred in one place.
Yeah.
You didn't need the poise that you learned against the Clippers. Anyway, Dan Devine will join us in the third segment of this hour after we talk to John Martin. We're going to give away unicorn cash throughout the course of the show. And if you want unicorn cash, like regular cash only magic, you buy it.
And real.
You should by all means tune in. Chris Harrington will join us at 10 o'clock. The Memphis Grizzlies have interviewed a coaching candidate, and I think it says, I don't think it's surprising in the least. I don't think it was on anyone's list. His name is Alex Jensen. That's what's silly about coming up with these possible contender lists, right? Is Alex Jensen on anyone's, let's be honest, had you ever heard of Alex Jensen before?
What is no?
Mm-hmm. Yes. If you search back, you might recall him playing for the Utah team that went, I believe, 30-4 and lost to Kentucky.
The University of Utah.
The University of Utah. Alex Jensen. He's Mormon. And he went to England on a 2-year mission. Mm-hmm. He came back as an older gentleman and played at Utah.
Hello.
He coached with Majerus at the University of St. Louis.
Ah.
St. Louis U.
Mm-hmm.
And
I remember that.
He was not actually coaching, it doesn't appear. I went back and tried to reconstruct the timeline when St. Louis beat Memphis in the NCAA.
Okay.
By then, he had moved on to the G League, or what has become the G League, and he's been with Utah ever since that.
The 1994 Utah Mr. Basketball.
Yes, he is the 1994 Utah Mr. Basketball. And then he went to England on a Mormon mission. And to me, he fits exactly because he's known as a tactical dude. And that's what they want. They're all about smart here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're all about smart and team and all of that, right? And if you bring in a former head coach with a ego and a reputation and and clout, that's not...
Proverbial his own system.
It doesn't strike me that's what they want. And literally when we talked to Zach Kleiman after he was hired, the first thing he said was, we really want someone who's good at X's and O's. And also then development. Those are the sort of the two things. And he is known as being good at both of those things. It's one of these deals. He's given people credit him for Rudy Gobert. And then you wonder whether you should credit him for Rudy Gobert or whether you should credit Rudy Gobert for Rudy Gobert.
Or
right?
Quinn Snyder.
Or, yeah. But anyway, that's who they interviewed. And we'll talk to Chris Harrington about that. We do have other things to get to. John Daly is in a Twitter feud with an entity that's even bigger than John Daly. And we will talk about that as well. But I think the focus of the day has to be the extraordinary things that are happening with Memphis basketball. And here's what you have to understand. When you get to this time of year in sports talk radio, right? You hope the Grizzlies are in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's first and foremost.
Indeed, recently popping up on my Facebook memories has been 4 years ago, you were in Portland, and 4 years ago, you and I'm like, oh, God, that was fun. Like, that was fun, you know? And then you had the broken face game. That was 4 years ago.
Now seems so far away.
Seems so far away. Well, Portland is far away, but it is also seems chronologically far away. And so you hope that the playoffs are ongoing. That would be fun. But they're not. And you hope there's other riveting things. But it tends to be, let's be clear, just a little, let's be honest here, just a little on the thin side, right?
That's more than fair.
We don't typically talk numbers here, because honestly, it's hard to get your mind around how large the numbers are with people who listen to these radio shows that we have, fortunately, to have on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Love you guys.
But yesterday, Jason and John, in the middle of the day, am I allowed to say this?
Yeah.
We don't know moment to moment how many people are listening. We get monthly ratings.
Correct.
Right? And basically here at
the
station.
And even the monthly ratings are the monthly snapshots we get are more, think of more of like the progress report. It's not as reflective.
But we get those. We get monthly ratings. And they're based on people who are carrying around these meters, right?
Correct.
And they're sort of
the quarter ones are the ones that matter.
But we get these monthly ratings, but we don't know what those are minute to minute. We have
Correct.
To wait every single month. And then what happens is they're tremendous, and we throw giant parties here mm-hmm. with debauchery
yes.
and all kinds of things, mm-hmm. celebratory. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's like we have parades
yeah.
and Super Bowl ring kind mm-hmm. of things, only they say 92.9 FM ESPN on
yeah.
them every month.
Mm-hmm.
We pretty much do that.
Mm-hmm. From Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Yes, of course. But day to day, all we know day to day is you look at the streaming numbers, right? You can
Correct.
Tell how many people are streaming, sitting in there, and this isn't, most people listen in their cars. Most people listen on the radio. That's how radio works. Most people still listen on the radio, right?
Correct. A wide majority. Over
95% yeah. of the people yeah. who listen on the actual radio. Very few, relatively speaking, streaming. Yesterday's streaming numbers were, for Jason and John, were off the chain. And it was just nuts because they had Lester Quinones on the show and they had R.J. Hampton's father on the show. And to me, it is just this wild, wild interest in Penny Hardaway, Memphis Tiger basketball, and Memphis recruiting. And you simply cannot overstate how the impact this could have and the excitement that there is. It is, and what a difference 2 years make. Literally 2 years ago, on this exact day, well, it was yesterday, but it came out in the commercial appeal, 2 years ago today, Tubby Smith had been asked about recruiting. And this is what he said. This was in the May 1 commercial appeal. Back then, the Daily Memphian existed. It didn't exist. So you didn't have any alternative,
mm-hmm.
right? So this was in the May 1 commercial appeal. I'm realistic about who we can get for number one and who we have a chance of getting. That's not denigrating the program at all. If we can get a five-star, the number one player in the country, hell yeah, we're going to do everything we can. But when you take over a program, I don't care where you are, there's going to be a period where you have to build your brand, build what you are.
Who knows?
And it, the funny thing about this, of course, is that everything in there is depressing, right?
Yep.
I'm realistic. He starts with, I'm realistic. Mm-hmm. It's not, I'm ambitious. I'm realistic about what we can get for number one and who we have a chance of getting. Basically, yo, don't get excited. Be realistic. We got no shot.
Mm-hmm.
Then he says, that's not denigrating the program at all.
Yeah.
When you say that, that means you are actually denigrating the program.
Yeah, you are lowering the standard.
You only say that, that's not denigrating. Hey, no offense, but what follows is awfully, is usually offensive.
Yes.
Right, exactly. Hey, listen, don't take this personally, but then the person's going to absolutely. The reason you're saying that is because there's a pretty good chance they're going to take it personally. So the reason he's saying he's not denigrating the program.
I prefer I love you, bud.
Is that he's actually denigrating the program. Then he throws out this, if we can get a five-star, the number one player in the country, hell yeah. He throws that out as this wild, like, it's the wildest thing ever. Like, sure, if we can get the number one player in the country.
It's legitimately like he's like, saying it like if we won the lottery.
It is offered up as if it is a total 100%. Well, sure, I mean, yeah, if I win the lottery.
Yeah, who wouldn't take the money?
Well, sure, if I dated a Sports Illustrated model, as if it is just inconceivable. Well, of course I'd do that, but not as if it's an actual thing that could actually happen. And then, but when you take over a program, I don't care where you are, there's going to be a period where you have to build your brand, build what you are. I think that period seems to be less than 12 months, if you look at Penny Hardaway, because now not only do we have Lester Quinones, and of the, he had actually, there were three big recruiting interviews on Jason and John yesterday, and shout out to both of them for working so hard to get him on the show. But the one that was most revealing was Lester Quinones, who said essentially that he's down to Memphis and Indiana. And I think a lot of people have thought for a long time that he would be coming, right?
Yes.
But then the other thing is when he weighed in on Precious Achiuwa, that he basically said that before coming to Memphis, Precious Achiuwa was kind of skeptical of the whole deal. But that that once he made the trip to Memphis, he immediately got in touch with Lester and said, yo, we got to think about this. Like, this is, and so now you have the realistic prospect that it's not just James Wiseman, but who, by the way, is the number one player in the country, the kind of pipe dream who Tubby Smith thinks is essentially akin to winning the lottery.
Mm-hmm. Also an excellent metaphor to use for a cash giveaway.
Also a fine metaphor to live for Chancellor. But now you could be getting Lester Quinones, you could be getting Precious Achiuwa,
mm-hmm.
and of course, the recently reclassified.
Is that good?
It's insanity is what it is. It's insanity. Oh, and by the way, in Forbes of all places.
Yeah.
Forbes.
Mm-hmm.
Forbes magazine. That great sports publication. Clearly a Memphis Homer publication.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Has a piece up that says Penny Hardaway is the hottest college coach in America, and he wants a super team at Memphis. It is written by Adam Zagori, of course, who is well known in recruiting circles. I'll just give you a flavor. Give you a flavor of it. As he sat down at the Nike EYBL stop in Cartersville, Georgia, this past Saturday evening, the Division I men's basketball coach wore a black hoodie with a Memphis Tigers logo, a camouflage Memphis baseball cap, and a fresh pair of blue Memphis Tiger foam posits. It's safe to say that no other Division I head coach in the gym, a group that included Hall of Famers and would-be Hall of Famers like Duke's Mike Krzyzewski, Kentucky's John Calipari, Michigan State's Tom Izzo, Villanova's Jay Wright, and Virginia's Tony Bennett looked like Penny Hardaway. His accessories even caught the eye of young fans. One young boy approached Hardaway and said, "I like your backpack." Hardaway responded by by responded by telling the kid he could have it if he beat him in a game of one-on-one. In some regards, the college basketball world belongs to Penny Hardaway right now, and everyone else is just living in it. The college basketball world belongs to Penny Hardaway right now, and everyone else is just living in it. After coaching in the high school and AAU ranks in Memphis, Hardaway is looking to form a super team as he heads into the second year at the helm of his alma mater. Having played in the NBA, where he was drafted by the Golden State Warriors, Hardaway wants to build a college team reminiscent of the NBA's reigning superpower. And it goes on and on. This, by the way, is once again in, dare I say, Forbes. So 2 years ago, it was this preposterous, hey, you got to be realistic. And now it is. And it's the difference between, honestly, it's just like in life. We see, you sell dreams, man, right? You sell dreams.
Not me.
In life, you got to sell dreams. Well, okay, when you're trying to create excitement around something, you sell dreams.
Yes,
all right,
we will
talk to John Martin about all of this in the next segment. I do want to tell you, in the meantime, that if you are noticing cracks in the walls of your home or your floors are sinking or sloping a little bit, you got water coming anywhere, got any sort of those issues with your house, there is a solution. It is a local Memphis solution. And it is a potentially free solution. Well, certainly the analysis is free, because if you call Redeemers Group at 541-8765, 541-8765, they'll send an expert to your house. They'll look at the whole deal. They'll size it up. They'll say, hey, you got nothing to worry about. No, that's not structurally fine. But if you have something to worry about, if you're sick of water coming into your basement or your crawl space or your wherever else in the carport, just let them know. If you use my name, Jeff Calkins, you will get $50 off of the repair project. Again, there's simply no reason to call, because the analysis is free. 541-8765, 541-8765, or on the web at redeemersgroup.com. We got John Martin, we got Dan Devine, we got Chris Harrington, and we're giving away magical unicorn cash. Back in a moment, it's Jeff Calkins, your 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's Unicorn Cash.
Yeah!
Your chance to win $1,000 with the cash code on 92.9. Coming up at 10 a.m.
I think we can all agree that t-shirts are awesome. And if you need t-shirts for your business, reunion, school, church group, etc., go to the place that made t-shirts for the Jeff Calkins Show, Memphisity Design. Started by Alec Wilson, a native Memphian, Memphisity Design will design and print custom t-shirts to set you apart. They've got amazing service and lightning fast turnaround. They can handle orders from 20 t-shirts to 20,000. Check them out online. You'll find nothing but 5-star reviews. So contact Alec Wilson at alec@memphisshirt.com, or go have a look at their website at memphisshirt.com. It's the place that made my show's t-shirts. Let them make your t-shirts too.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that Platinum Jewelers in Memphis, and now also in Germantown, is the place to go for bridal jewelry. I've been telling you about them for years. It's where I bought my wife's wedding ring, and if you're about to make a big purchase, it's the place you need to go to. Platinum Jewelers specializes in engagement rings, wedding bands, and eternity bands, and if you don't find what you're looking for, they can help you custom design it. So if you're thinking of proposing, don't do it until you go see the good folks at Platinum Jewelers. They got two locations in the area. One is at 545 Perkins in East Memphis, and the new location's at 9387 Poplar Avenue in Germantown. That's Platinum Jewelers. On the web, PlatinumJewelers.com.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected, and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay. Offer ends 5/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
At Dell, we know running a small business takes hard work. As a thank you, for all of Small Business Month, we're offering up to 45% off select computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, get additional savings when you call a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor. Call 877-BUY-DELL today. That's 877-BUY-DELL. Additional savings valid May 6th through 30th at 8 a.m. Eastern on select computers from customer calls Dell. Excludes Dell Canvas, PowerEdge T30, and select order codes.
Around here, everyone knows you need the right tool for the job. It's the difference between orders filled and orders missed, between return customers and product returns. That's why I order from Grainger. With over 250 local branches, will call product pickup, and a time-saving mobile app, it's easy to get it right. When it comes to getting what you need, when you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Jason and John.
Brian Windhorst is an NBA insider.
The Grizzlies have a lot to prove to some people out there. And, you know, the one thing that people want to know in the league is, are you still trading Mike Conley? If you do trade Mike Conley, what is your intention?
It's the Jason and John Show. Weekdays, 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. 92.9 FM, ESPN. Get us on Instagram. Instagram.com/92.9ESPN. Get us on Facebook. Facebook.com/92.9ESPN.
If you're looking for a reason to work with a local GEICO agent, I have all of them. Because I'm the voice of reason. Reason one. GEICO agents could help you save on more than car insurance. Reason two, they can help tailor your policy to fit your needs. Reason three, they're local. And four, they're local. Yes, I already said that, but it's still a good reason.
And if you're looking for more ways to save, your local GEICO agent could help with more than just your auto insurance. Stop by or give them a call today. They're here to help.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, look at me. He's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that GEICO not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to GEICO is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the bag.
That song means that John Martin is in studio. John Martin, who recently had Chip Wiggins from Affordable Blinds out at his home. What are you getting, John?
Plantation shutters. Would you expect anything less?
How was the experience?
Amazing. He came on a Saturday. And we're splitting the talent fee for this one, by the way. But he came on a Saturday.
But you're speaking utterly from the heart, sincerely.
No, no question, yes. But I'm still doing it for half of your talent fee.
Okay.
It was a very quick process. He came in and out. He had a couple different variations of the shutters. On his phone, he had all the different blinds he could offer, and we consulted, and my beautiful wife was there, and we said, you know what, if we're going to do this thing, let's add some real value to the home. And luckily, you know, Chip had exactly what we were looking for.
How many windows are you getting up?
I think five or six.
Five or six?
Yeah, five or six.
Plantation shutters.
That's right. They add value to the home. That's what I read on the internet.
When are they going in?
They're supposed to go in this week, hopefully.
You just ordered them.
Oh, here's the other cool thing about Chip Wiggins.
You just ordered them, and they're going in this week already? That's amazing.
He has kept me... He has kept me in the loop the entire way. Like, he sent me a screenshot of the email when the blinds got off the truck.
Isn't that... God, that is the kind of service that you don't expect anymore in life, is it?
Actually, I'm with the whole talent fee.
753-5822. 753-5822 is the phone number of Affordable Blinds of Memphis. Go to their Facebook page, Affordable Blinds and Shutters Facebook page, and you can check out what's happening, and you can see all the videos, all the stuff they have. Or on their website, affordableblindsofmemphis.com. Again, it's 753-5822. John Martin is here. Or as I like to call him, Karnak? Karnak? Karnak the Magnificent? Was that his name? The dated reference there?
Yeah, you lost me.
What's the...
People usually just call me Patty Pump.
Way back when, in the old days, when I was a wee toddler,
yes,
Johnny Carson used to read people's minds, and I had
Sherpa thing, right?
Yeah, and he'd hold a card to his head, and he'd read people's minds.
Wow.
And
this was back in 1812.
It was 1812, okay. Precisely. No, it was 1879.
Oh, I'm sorry. 1879. That was disrespectful.
That was disrespectful. And you seem to be a mind-reading savant.
It was Karnak the Magnificent.
Karnak the Magnificent.
Wow.
You seem to be a mind-reading savant, because when all others were saying, Precious Achiuwa, yeah, not a chance. Is he going to Memphis? That guy's going to Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And when others were saying, Lester Quinones, yeah, you know what? He's a, I think Maryland's looking like the place for Lester Quinones, because he's tied in with
Under Armour.
Under Armour,
yep.
Right?
And yep.
All I heard from everyone was that Lester Quinones, Under Armour, I think he'll probably in the end up at Maryland. And all I heard from everyone was that Precious Achiuwa, come on, man, like, be realistic. They sounded practically like Tubby Smith. Like,
right.
you got to be realistic. Who
right.
we can get and who we can't.
Right.
Right? And then, you can get the number one player in the country, James Wiseman, if he's from Memphis. But the rest of this, come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
RJ Hampton, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And now I've got Forbes magazine. First of all, I have Lester listening yesterday, driving along, listening to Lester Quinones, along with basically the rest of the entire city of Memphis listening to Lester Quinones. And there he is on the show, essentially moving to Memphis during the course of your show.
Yep.
or Indiana, and then saying that Precious Achiuwa came to Memphis. I thought these were the biggest takeaways. Didn't you? Skeptical, and left as if the scales had been removed from his eyes.
Yeah, that's certainly one way to put it.
Right. How would you put it?
His eyes were open.
It was as if scales were removed. It was as if the plantation shutters were flung open.
That's right.
And the sun came streaming in.
Yes.
And he saw Memphis and all its brilliance potential.
The Teletubby sun, except it was Penny's face instead of the little baby.
Right. Right,
you catch
Pinky
that?
I mean, Winky.
You're gonna make some. You know, you're gonna make some 1800s references.
Oh.
I'm gonna make some. You know, Teletubbies references.
When did they go off the air?
I don't know.
They were after
Teletubbies.
Me. We watch Teletubbies.
Yeah,
we watch Teletubbies.
Who watched Teletubbies? You and your house.
Me and the boys.
Yeah.
Tinky Winky.
Dipsy.
La
la
la la.
Po.
Right. Teletubbies. Time to go.
You know, there was a controversy. They had released a Teletubby that said a slur.
What?
Yeah, they had a toy Teletubby where when you I think it was Poe where you or the red one.
It must have been a knockoff. The Teletubby people wouldn't have done that.
Because my brother had it, and you would touch the little tummy, and it would say a slur. You can Google it.
Same thing happens if you touch my tummy. Want to try that?
No, I believe you. So anyway, back to Precious and Lester.
Okay, so yeah, what were your biggest takeaways from
yesterday? Yeah, I think you're accurate. I think those are the two big takeaways. You know, he told us that he's got a Final Five, but he's really actually only got a Final Four, and he's got a Final Four, but he actually really only has a Final Two, and the Final Two is Memphis and Indiana. He just came off the Indiana visit last weekend, so that makes sense. That stands to reason that they would, you know, be in the running there. I think the Precious comment was notable. I thought it was a significant remark from him because, you know, I think it sort of speaks to what Memphis has been hoping would happen, which is Precious comes on an official visit. It's all about Precious. So he came during Memphis Madness, and Memphis Madness, let's be honest, that was for the locals. I mean, of course it was to put on a show, but it was to show the local kids. It was all Memphis rappers. It was the guy coming out singing right. Hardaway, like. You know, it was for James Wiseman,
right?
Yes. And so this time,
was he even shown on the screen?
I think he
we
was.
We didn't say we want Precious. Oh,
that's right. So
did we?
No,
I don't think we did. Not
no.
we. Not we. Because I'm an observant journalist.
No,
I wouldn't
no,
do that.
You would never.
I wouldn't. We want Precious.
Yes.
That wouldn't be me.
No, you're.
But I don't think the rest of the people did either.
No, nobody did. And so he came on his official visit alone last week with his brothers. And I think that was sort of where when you bring in an out of towner on an official visit, your goal is to make them feel at home, and I think they achieved that. Now they've got to close it. They've got to close the deal, and that's on them. But I think they're as close as they've ever been, closer than they've ever been. I think they're getting Lester. I think Lester will be a Memphis Tiger, mm-hmm. if I had to say. And I think, like I said, Precious is they are as close on Precious as they've ever been. And by the way, nothing has changed in that regard. That's how I felt for a month and change. I felt like that.
You're not calling it, but more people are calling it.
I'm definitely not calling it, but I'm closer to calling it than I was a month ago.
And
I was
pretty confident a month ago.
Yes. Correct.
That's insanity, man.
It's true insanity. Even if you don't, like, even if you don't get RJ, like, I think that's the, like, RJ is the new and shiny toy because he just reclassified and he's a top 10 kid, but, you know, let's.
And he's dropped Duke from his list.
And he's a point guard, which the Tigers, let's be honest, they really need clarity.
I was going to ask you about that in a minute, so go ahead. Yes.
But let's not take for granted, right, just if you get Precious and Lester. Like, that's insane. That's a number two, number three recruiting class.
If you get Precious and Lester.
It's the best recruiting class.
Yeah, what's your starting lineup?
this is hard, man. I mean, I don't.
All right, so you're gonna have James. We're gonna stipulate James will be starting. Okay.
Is that all right? Yeah, that's really easy.
And we're gonna stipulate the Precious is gonna be starting.
I think that's fair.
Okay, and then what?
You know, it's interesting. Like, they get Rajon Tucker? Do they get RJ Hampton? You know, so if they get
let's say Rajon Tucker, but no RJ Hampton.
Okay, then Rajon.
So then Tucker's definitely starting.
Rajon's your starting three. I think you can play him at the three. Or you could play him at the two if you wanted to put DJ at the three. You know, I think you could do that.
So you could have Rajon and DJ, or you could have
might actually be I think you could roll out a starting lineup of – because here's the thing. Let's just – you know, on Tyler Harris. He is a scorer.
Can he play point, though?
He's
actually got pretty good vision. He is a scorer. But, like, okay, assuming they don't get RJ.
Yes.
Who is the point guard on this
I think
team?
It's an interesting question. I think it's a hell of a question because Alex obviously, you know, and maybe it's Alex.
Maybe he's perfect. He does not.
No doubt. No doubt. Like, it's what he did in high school.
It's what he did in high school. It's he's perfect for this. And then he can be spelled by Tyler.
Right.
Tyler won't like that.
It's a little disrespectful to Alex to just say he can only be on the court when everybody around him is awesome, you know, but.
No. That's not how you say it, John. You just have to know how to phrase it. You have to say it's a total credit to him that he just cares about winning. He's just a winner.
He does.
He's just a winner. He doesn't care who scores.
He doesn't.
He's just a winner. He puts everyone in better position, and he'll do the little things, the dirty things.
Right.
And sometimes it's important to have someone who doesn't. Look at the Celtics. Like, what do people – I heard Tony Jones, that his name, who was on with you yesterday.
Yeah.
Here's what he was saying. He was saying the Celtics – now, this was before last night – but after game one, he was saying the Celtics are actually better when someone's hurt.
Yeah.
Didn't he say, wasn't that on your show?
Yeah.
Marcus Smart.
Because then, yes, but it was, but yeah, I thought it was a joke. And because then there's less drama about playing time.
Right.
Well, in a different way, Alex Lomax's presence creates that same kind of lack of drama because he's not going to need shots.
Facts. Yes, that is true. And he is.
You don't think Tyler can run the point with that crowd?
I think Tyler is better equipped as just as a scorer. I mean, that's what I need him to. That's what I need him to do. I need him to be able to score. And so, you know, it's going to come down to, like, this is what it's going to come down to me, my opinion, is Tyler versus Lester for that two spot. You know, in your backcourt, and you know. I think, you know.
So, wait, who do we have? We have Rajon. We had.
We could put him at the three.
Put him at the three.
Yeah.
We got Precious. We got James Wiseman. And then either Lester or Tyler at the two.
Yeah. And if you want to throw, like, a DJ Jeffries in there just for size as well, you know, because he can
do that. Well, DJ can also play three and four off the bench.
Here's
the
problem.
Everyone's not going to have to start. I mean,
here's the problem.
Start everybody.
Nobody wants to come off the bench. Nobody wants to do that. I mean, A-Lo is cool with it. Like, but nobody else wants to come off the bench. I feel like everybody that they have recruited.
It wants to be a starter.
Damian Ball probably is cool with coming off the bench. But are his coaches cool with him coming off the bench? Is his family cool with him coming off? Like, this is the other side to it. You know, unfortunately, there are only five spots. And everybody's promised something. Basically, universally, everybody's promised an opportunity at point guard. That's the one thing that's the common thread. Okay.
Including James.
Yes, James.
Right. Now James on down, right.
James can do whatever the hell he wants.
Right.
All right, let's be clear on that one. Everybody else has been promised at least 5 minutes a game point guard.
Now, okay, so it's funny. Like, some people say that there's now peril in this, okay? There's different kinds of peril.
Yes.
There's the peril that ooh, what if they don't get them? Like, there they are. They're in on, as you pointed, they still got to close Precious, right? They're in on RJ, but they got a lot of work to do there, right? Yep. They're in on, so there's the whole, will this actually happen peril. Then, if they get them, there's the peril that comes with high expectations. That was even mentioned in the Ford peeps. Like, okay, now you've got to win.
Yeah.
And that puts pressure on you to win.
Yeah.
My view of that is, it to me, it's a variation on the when Penny was hired. Oh,
yeah.
What if he fails? That'll be so awful. We'll have to fire. You don't, that's not how you look at life. You don't look at, yes, if I inherited $1 million tomorrow,
right,
it would create a new burden. I'd have to get an accountant and spend it wisely.
You have to find a cocaine dealer.
I'd have to find, right. If I would have to, boy, that would it would create some complications. I'd have to figure out what bank account to put it in,
right,
and what kind of car to buy.
That's right.
And, you know, which stocks to invest in.
That's very smart of you.
And so.
Very shrewd.
And what kind of plantation shutters to get to add value in my home. I'd have to make all those. That would complicate.
That's right.
To look at these things as downsides.
No doubt.
Now we have to win.
Yeah.
Isn't that stupid?
Let me tell you what peril is, okay?
What's peril?
First of all, this is just playing ball. I mean, this is just basketball. Peril is the homeless man, okay, who doesn't know where the next meal is going to come from.
Yeah.
Peril is the single mom who's trying to scuffle and pay her rent.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. There are challenges, Jeff, when you bring in a roster like this.
Mm-hmm.
But to call it peril is almost an insult to regular people.
It feels, you know, it's interesting. You're a very original thinker.
Thank you.
It didn't feel like, it felt like I'd heard that before recently.
No, I think I just made that up. I think that's just
kind of. You're stealing stuff from people. Now, let me put it in terms you can understand, okay?
Yeah.
Yesterday, you had this massive show.
Yes.
You had thousands and thousands of streamers.
Millions.
You had millions of streamers. You were like
billions, actually.
Smashing records.
Singapore was all
in. You were
in.
Breaking news. You were like crazy.
Crazy.
It creates the peril that what are you going to do today?
Oh, God.
Now you have to follow it up.
We've been told we have to do a radio show today. Like, we've been told we have to do one.
It's the problem with having a hit record after your first record.
It's like,
you got to follow it up.
It's every column I write because people expect every column to be as good as my previous one. And so far, everyone is better than my previous one. But it creates, after 23 years, it's hard to keep that up.
No, it is. It is.
So what's today?
Today is a day of reflection. That's what today is.
Today is a day of reflection and digestion of the news. Analyses.
You got it. Can you break some news, man?
Today is a day.
Can you pop something?
Of reflection. So yes, come push my stomach, and news comes out. Right. Exactly.
Wow.
Right.
Cock bomb.
Yeah, cock bomb. Thank you, John. I appreciate it. Really do. If you want to keep up with. You know what I was gonna say? I'm gonna say something about Cooper Systems because we got an email the other day. We got an email the other day that said, "I've been listening to people telling me to go to Cooper Systems for years, and I had never been, but I finally went." And it was everything that I was told. So if you want to keep up with your Memphis Tigers recruiting, Cooper Systems is the place. I'm trying to this is not very good because I don't literally have this in front of me now. But it is so nice when you actually get an email from someone, and it happens more than you can imagine, but it's someone who says, "You know what? I listened to the commercial."
Uh-huh.
Gary's been telling me about it for years. Calkins has now been telling me about it. I went to Cooper Systems, and you know what? It was everything that we said it was. And that's the email that our friend Dan Barron forwarded to us yesterday. 5-star review. Yet another happy customer. Whether you want to get a new computer and pay less than you would anywhere else, whether you want to get your computer fixed, whether you want to just be at a place that cares about you and that is not just a big box computer store, Cooper Systems is that place. 360-9679, 360-9679, or stop in and visit them in the Mount Moriah office park. Dan Devine is going to join us when we return after that. Chris Harrington will ask Chris some thoughts on the Grizzlies coaching situation. They interviewed someone. So we'll talk to him about that and more. It's Jeff Calkins, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis has the unicorn players. 92.9 has the unicorn cash. Listen at the top of every hour for the code word. Text that word to 72881. Data message rates apply. National contest. You could win the unicorn cash. Crazy good players. Crazy amounts of cash for you.
That's crazy.
Win $1,000 every hour.
Yeah.
Settle up. It's Unicorn Cash every hour. Weekdays, 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. 92.9 FM, ESPN. Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now. And make sure you favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
Something new and big is happening at Xfinity, and it's not about us. It's about you.
Who? Me?
And me?
Hey, what about us?
Yeah, what about us?
It's about all of you.
Awesome!
Because now you can customize your own package with Xfinity.
Wow.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait a minute. So, can I get TV with the kinds of channels I want?
Yep. Add flexible channel packs.
Can I get game-changing internet speeds?
Yeah, totally.
Sick.
So, I can get more of what I want and less of what I don't?
Absolutely. It's your choice. Go online and check it out for yourself. See your price instantly and watch the savings add up.
Wow, that's so simple, so easy, so
awesome.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking, too. Introducing a new way to customize your own package and save with Xfinity. Because it's all about you. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today.
Every year, millions of Americans use opioids to manage pain. Pain can be unrelenting, overwhelming, and all-consuming. So why do so many of us try to manage pain only from the palm of our hands? Doctor-prescribed opioids are appropriate in some cases, but they just mask the pain. And reliance on opioids has led to the worst drug crisis in American history. That's why the CDC recommends safer alternatives, like physical therapy, to manage pain. Physical therapists treat pain through movement, hands-on care, and patient education. No warning labels required. And by increasing physical activity, you can also reduce your risk of other chronic diseases. Pain is personal, but treating pain takes teamwork. When it comes to your health, you have a choice. Choose more movement and better health. Choose physical therapy. Visit moveforwardpt.com to find a physical therapist in your area. This message is brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth, Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, Jeffrey, where'd you get that shirt?
Jeff, I got this shirt at O'Call.
You got that shirt at O'Call. And you know what? Right now at O'Call, up through Saturday 5-4, that is this Saturday, knit shirts, buy one, get another one half off. Buy one, get another one half off. Buy any knit shirt, get the second one half price. That is every brand in the store. Faraday, Johnny O, Alan Payne, Peter Millar, the list goes on and on. Can't tell you how snappy Jeffrey looks. But I can tell you that if you get to O'Call by Saturday, buy one knit shirt, get another one half off. Get yourself ready for summer. Join now by Dan Devine. He covers the NBA for The Ringer on Twitter at YourManDevine. Read his stuff over at The Ringer. He joins me now. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing well, Jeff. How are you?
Are the Rockets done? Cooked?
I got to see him lose a game on the road first. You know, there's that famous saying, you know, hasn't started until you lose it. You know, the road team wins or whatever.
You believe that saying? I hate that saying. Why? You're down 2-0. It puts you in a must-win, and the Warriors always win games on the road. Like, I hear that saying all the time. Do you believe that saying? The series hasn't started until someone loses on the road. Really?
I mostly just believe that anything is possible in a world where the Warriors lost with a 3-1 lead in a final series. Like, I've that made me reluctant to say anything is done before. Like, I don't know what the hell, you know, what can happen over the next couple of days. You know, like, maybe Steph Curry loses the whole hand. Maybe Kevin Durant, you know, catches the bubonic plague. You know, maybe James Harden winds up with a bionic eye that you know, makes him an even better shooter. You know, there's a lot of weird stuff that can happen over the course of the next few weeks and or a couple of weeks. So, I don't know. What I will say is the early returns on that series seem to indicate that the Rockets don't have a great answer for Kevin Durant, which is not a shocker because no one has a great answer for Kevin Durant. And when the Warriors are able to leave everything aside and just sort of focus on dialing in defensively, and they actually do that for a few games at a time, they're still capable of being the best team in the league. So that's not a promising recipe for Houston. But again, barring bionic eyes and bubonic plagues, we'll see how things turn out.
It is interesting. I mean, Kevin Durant has been unbelievably great. If he leaves, then you don't want to say anything's done. But then the Warriors are done. What did the Warriors without Kevin Durant become?
It's like the Avengers joke where it's like, take away the suit and what are you, Tony Stark? It's like billionaire,
exactly.
Philanthropist, genius. They still have Stephen Curry. They still have, in all likelihood, they still have Klay Thompson, unless he decides in a very surprising turn to go elsewhere. The swing piece really is Draymond Green because, you know, he'll be, you know, eligible for an extension, and there's the question of what do you pay him, how much would you be willing to do it, how long would you be willing to go for a guy who is a player type who might decline pretty rapidly as he, you know, goes on the other side of 30 and such things like that. So I think the fact that you've already got Steph locked up and you will likely wind up with Klay locked up at least provides a ramp toward whatever comes next. It's a healthy head start. But, yeah, I mean, the next iteration would be without KD. Well, you know, who knows if they would have Draymond defensively or not. You know, this has to be, if this isn't the end of the line for Iguodala and Sean Livingston, we got to be getting awful close to it. So those questions of what the rest of the roster looks like are massive and fascinating. And it's not just like you say, well, we're not paying Kevin Durant a max contract so we can spread that money around. They're going to be capped out or you know, well over the cap even if he leaves. So you know, what the rest of that roster looks like is interesting. But I've written about this. I wrote about it about a month ago, I think, at that sort of when Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving were at the height of their public misery and grousing. You know, that idea of maybe this is how you sort of reboot the league by redistributing those top talents. It's not, you know, maybe an ideal way to do it because everybody's unhappy where they are. But you know, that's to me the easiest way to sort of reset things is KD goes elsewhere, maybe Kyrie joins them, and then all of a sudden you've got a more even playing field. But we'll see.
You wrote about Milwaukee, how they refound their mojo. How did Milwaukee bounce back from what was a fairly shocking throttling in Game 1?
Yeah, I mean, it started, I think, with a positive acknowledgement by Mike Budenholzer and his staff that just doing what they'd done all season was not going to be good enough, even though, I mean, it was obviously good enough to win 60 games and be, you know, top net rating in the league and all that kind of stuff, but the specific challenges that Boston is posing with the way that they can stretch out Milwaukee's defense, with the way they build their wall defensively to try to keep Giannis out of the paint or throw, you know, multiple bodies at him, all these things require different solutions than the Bucks sort of typically would go to. And so he adjusted. And then that was sort of the big question, is Coach Bud a guy who's going to adjust game to game, or is he going to say, we just got to do what we do but do it better? And so they, you know, all of a sudden they're switching pick and rolls, which they didn't do but very much all season, which baited the Celtics into a lot of isolation play and some bad jumpers. You rebound those, you can get out and transition more. If you get out and transition more and really haul it, you know, focus on beating the wall back before Boston can get everybody at the free throw line lined up to stop Giannis, you might have some more opportunities. And then you get a couple of good looks to go down for guys like Chris Middleton, who's been sensational through two games, and Eric Bledsoe, a really big important swing piece there. And all of a sudden there's more stuff that, you know, the Celtics defense has to be aware of. They're not loading up on Giannis quite as much. Giannis keeps battering ramming his way to the front of the rim. And so the defense has that sort of pick your poison choice. They start cheating in a little more to take away his drives to the rim. There's way more open shots to be made. The Bucks start making them, and then the route's on. So whether this is all totally replicable throughout the whole series, you know, that remains to be seen. It's going to be a chess match, and Brad Stevens will have some answers for the Bucks switching, I would imagine, come Friday in Game 3. But that general idea of go fast, go early, make them take tougher shots, and then, you know, live with the results of it and decide, you know, we're going to try to put our MVP in the best position to succeed, it paid sort of major dividends. And you could sort of see midway through the third last night, it seemed like Giannis kind of, like, there was like a big exhale. Like, all right, you know, he had been pressing, he'd been really attacking, trying to get through Al Horford, get to the front of the rim, and it was tough. And it seemed like, all right, we got something here. It's like, you know, the pressure was off a little bit, and saying, we think we can do this again against this defense. And, you know, then it's on Boston to adjust. It's on Kyrie Irving to not shoot 4 for 18 from the floor, which is kind of a big deal. And so, you know, now it's kind of game on.
If a series doesn't begin until someone loses at home, well, the East series have both begun, and
right.
And we've got an interesting one with Toronto and Philadelphia. Where are you on that one?
Well, first off, I find it really ridiculous that you would bring up such a hoary old cliche.
Thank you.
I think that matchup is pretty fascinating, and I wrote about this the other night, that everything in Toronto is unfolding on dual tracks, right? You're trying to serve two masters. We're trying to win the championship now, and we're trying to win free agency in July with everything we do. And a night like Game 2, Kawhi Leonard is still sensational, 35 points. I think it was 13 for 24 shooting. The main thing that the Sixers wanted to try to do was make his teammates have to make plays, and, you know, we're going to make life tougher on Pascal Siakam by putting Joel Embiid on him and making him finish over length and take floaters. We're going to try to make life tougher on Kyle Lowry by putting Jimmy Butler on him and making him play against length, all these sorts of things. And they didn't do it. A lot of guys missed a lot of open shots. Danny Green came up short on a bunch. The supporting cast didn't live up to what Kawhi provided for them and didn't really answer the bell in the same way. And the Sixers, you know, it's similar to Coach Bud in the Bucks. Like, they adjusted the way they needed to. Brett Brown shuffled his rotation, shuffled the defensive alignment, and got closer to what they needed, even on a night where Joel Embiid was sick and, you know, wasn't nearly 100%. Although, I guess with his knees and the other issues that they've had over the course of the last couple of months, how often he'll be at 100% remains to be seen. It puts Toronto to the test. Nick Nurse, in his first year as an NBA head coach, now he has to figure out what the adjustments are. He has to figure out how to answer and get Kawhi Leonard in more advantageous positions, see how he can get Pascal Siakam off the schneid, and then those sort of secondary players have to make shots too. So it's funny, what you spend 6 months doing, or whatever it is, 6-7 months in the regular season doing, and the resume you wind up building, it matters, but everything can get thrown off the table with one game, and if you don't make the right adjustments to it, because we're talking about a small sample, you have to adjust quickly and decisively, and that's really what these things come down to. Dwayne Casey was an elite coach that built that roster, but he never matched up quickly enough in the postseason, and so now it's on Nick Nurse to be able to respond and figure out the right way to move the chess pieces around, because Brett Brown put him to that choice.
In the meantime, every here in Memphis, every game is a referendum on Marc Gasol. Game one was C. Marc doesn't have to have a huge impact on big numbers. Just look at his plus minus, even though that can be deceptive. Look at how well they play when he's on the floor. Marc is in the perfect role. Toronto's not unhappy at all with this trade, even though Jonas puts up bigger numbers here, etc. And then game two, it was, look at Marc. He won't take a shot. He's being passive Marc. Same damn issues we saw with him here. Thank God he's gone. Like, those people emerge. It is like that passive Marc was not helpful. What you see with Marc often is he misses some shots at the beginning of the game, and then he just won't take them. And they need him to take them.
Yeah, especially because the way that that Brett Brown juggled those defensive lineups put Tobias Harris on Mark full time, basically, and that's it's funny. It's like baiting the other team, or trying to bait the other team. And Mark is, Memphis fans have seen this for years. You know, he wants to play in the flow. He wants to play in the system. He wants to make the right read. He wants to make the right screen. He wants to, open things up and play so that sort of beautiful game. And by saying, well, we're going to put a guy who's like 3 inches shorter and 60 pounds lighter than you on you, we're going to try to suggest you should be playing. We're going to try to, get you to the ball in the post, or get you to be trying to attack that way, because we think if you do that 10 more times and you get 10 fewer touches for Kawhi Leonard, that's a win for us. But, and that's, I think, generally speaking, that's true. It also wound up, short-circuiting the offense, because if he isn't going to do that early, then, nobody really knew what to do. And that's how, that first quarter where they only scored 17 right. points was really what sort of decided the game to some degree. But they had real success when they did run through Mark for a bunch of possessions in the third quarter, and they really bit into the lead, getting fouls, getting kick-out passes for open shooters, getting a much more rhythm. So I would be surprised if they didn't look to that some more often, more often in Game 3, if that's the way that Brown keeps the matchups.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.